So a lot of people have talked about the greatest lady of all the women of the world, Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, but very rarely do they talk about the mother of this unparalleled lady. They very rarely talk about Lady Khadija. So we want to talk about Lady Khadija as we commemorate her passing away. So Lady Khadija was known as the leader of the women of Quraysh, and of course Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers. She was from a noble ancestry and a glorious house. There was no other woman in Quraysh who was like her in her great virtue, her lofty position, and high ranks. She was also the first supporter of the Messenger of Allah in his Islamic movement. And as the Prophet himself says, Lady Khadija was his supporter when no one else was. So when the people threw garbage on him, or they verbally abused him, or they physically hurt him, or children threw stones at him, Lady Khadija was a primary supporter and she was always there to help him. But let's go back to before the marriage of Lady Khadija and the Messenger of Allah. Lady Khadija was extremely wealthy, had great social status and esteem. Yet she passed away in poverty and isolation and boycott. But why? Well, we will answer that later on in our story. So Lady Khadija was so wealthy that none of the merchants of Quraysh had wealth like hers. She had inherited some of her wealth from her father, but she was also an excellent businesswoman. So she was able to generate a lot of wealth. But interestingly, do you know what she did with that wealth of hers? Well, she used to help the poor, she used to help the needy, she used to help widows, she used to help orphans, and she also used to give the marriage expenses of girls whose fathers had died. Such honorable work from an honorable lady. Later on, Lady Khadija got married to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and all historians say that she was the first woman believer in the pure Muhammadan Islam. As soon as the Prophet proclaimed the call and the message of Allah, Lady Khadija embraced it. So up till now, Lady Khadija spent her wealth for good, but now she's starting to spend it on Islam. And this is where we start to understand why she passed away in isolation, in poverty, and in boycott. Lady Khadija offered her great wealth to the Islamic movement in the beginning, when the Islamic movement was not very strong. This support of Lady Khadija caused the wrath of the women of Quraysh. So they isolated her and they socially boycotted her. This was yet another sacrifice of Lady Khadija for the sake of Islam. It is related that when Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha was born, none of the women of Quraysh came to help Lady Khadija. So Allah sent heavenly women to help Lady Khadija in this difficult time. So eventually the Kufar of Mecca and Quraysh socially and economically boycotted the Prophet and Lady Khadija. This lasted for 3 years. And the Muslims were pushed into Shebe Abi Talib, or the Valley of Abi Talib. In these 3 years, they were under a severe economic blockade, or basically they were under sanction. No food or even water was allowed to reach the Muslims in Shebe Abi Talib. 3 years is 1,095 days. That's a lot of days. And do you know where the Muslims got food and water from? In these 3 years, Lady Khadija spent the last of her wealth buying food and water for the Muslims in Shebe Abi Talib. Eventually, this queen and princess of Quraysh, who had so much wealth, didn't even have a mat to sit on. All because she gladly sacrificed for the message of Allah and for her love for the message of Allah and the Messenger of Allah. In return, Allah, via the Messenger of Allah, said that Lady Khadija is part of the four heavenly women. And these four women are Asiya, Maryam, Fatima, and Khadija. Peace and blessings upon them all. May Allah bless Lady Khadija and help us all to have the courage and the strength to be like her, the Ummul Mu'mineen of Islam.